Hey, this is Lonely Fingers Only, and I can't sleep, and I am going to try to, I don't know, talk out the rest of my energy by doing Baby Petals' third questionnaire. I know I've done one of her questionnaires before, and that was a long time ago. I think that was like one of the last things I recorded. And yeah, hopefully this will be better, less rambly, I would hope. So let's just get into it. Question one. How do you feel about visible neck hickeys? I do not like them. I like them because I like that you can, like, I like that the feeling of getting a hickey, and I like the possession that kind of comes with looking at that hickey. But also, I do not like people knowing my business, like at all. So that's gonna be a hard pass when it comes to, I don't know, anyone ever seeing it. And I mean, it's just embarrassing. So, no. Question two, do you prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? I prefer. Ooh. The thing is that I've lived in environments where all three of these were like popular, so it depends on where I live. If I live somewhere hot, then tile for sure. If I live somewhere cold, then I would probably say wood though. Because I don't know, carpet is nice, but I would rather have like a small rug carpet than everything be carpet. Yeah. And also, like, so much allergens in carpet. It's, oh God. Okay. So, question three. Do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them best? If not, why not? I do like eggs. I like eggs in many forms. I like them scrambled with cheese, specifically cheddar most of the time, or like, little bits of pepper jack if I'm feeling fancy or whatever. Omelet style, for sure. Especially like fresh omelets with like the mushrooms and tomatoes and spinach and all that. And then, fried egg. And if I'm kind of in a rush, like in the morning, I like to take a little bit, like I boil an egg and then I like take a little bit of mayo and like some seasoning, like some cayenne and other stuff, like cayenne pepper and stuff, and just kind of mix it together. So I make my own kind of like I don't know, like poor man's egg salad, and then just like put it on a bagel and go. And it's actually pretty darn filling. So I would say best is gonna be omelet style though. Best is omelet. let me see. Number four. Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you had extremely different political views? Okay. I would be able to have sexual interactions with someone if I didn't particularly agree with their political views. It wouldn't be romantic sex. It might be like, I don't know, like some serious hate sex. But I don't know. I've I've recently like had the one where it's someone with a close bond, and I really prefer that more. It's, I don't know, I wouldn't, I'm not saying that I've only been able to have sexual interactions with people that I had close bonds with, but there's definitely something to be said for, like, being with a person and them knowing you and you knowing them and, like, breathing in each other's air and feeling so close and shit in that moment. And also, when you have a really close bond with someone, you are less likely to use protection, and that's a big plus. So yeah, I don't know how this sounds. I might regret this. Okay. Number 5, what are your current thoughts on the infamous internet video, Two Girls, One Cup, versus what you thought of it when you first saw it? Okay, so I've never seen it, but I know that someone gave me a rundown. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what this is, and if you don't, just basically run down in like 2 sentences. Two girls poop into a cup and they eat it, and it's a porn, and it's intense. What my current thoughts on it are, well, there's something out there for everyone, apparently. I don't know. I've seen some weird stuff before. Like, the conversation that even led me to get to that, I think it was like we were talking about something like cake farting, which is even it's exactly what it sounds like. It's someone sitting on a cake and farting, and then like it'll have, the cake will have icing, and then it'll create ripples, and I don't remember what led to that point, but I do remember that and the two girls. Current thoughts on it are, there's apparently something out there for everyone. It's definitely not for me, like, at all. And that's pretty much the same way I thought of it at first too. Number 6, what is your skincare routine? My skincare routine is pretty darn straightforward. Just wash my face as often as I can throughout the day. I tend to be in either the gym or on my bike a lot lately. So yeah, I always feel like I want to like wash my face. I sometimes use a little bit of like pore cleanser. Sometimes use like Neutrogena, like the face cleanser stuff too, and that's it. I don't think I do anything else. When baby powder, I don't know, I'm like pretty darn straightforward. Like, I don't have any really fancy skincare routine. It's just, I don't know, like cocoa butter, baby powder, soap, water. it's pretty basic. And Vaseline when it's cold, because I have recently learned that cold weather is some real harsh shit to your skin. So please protect yourself. Okay, number seven. If GWA had suddenly become a place where its content creators were to be paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments their submissions received, much like how other social media platforms are paying their contributors, okay, how much do you think they would charge, and what do you think would change? Oh, how much do you think would change, and what do you think would change? How would this affect you and your future posts? Okay. Well, I think if GWA became a place where we were paid according to our upvotes, then it would get a lot more competitive. And I feel like it would just be like all really specific kinks. Like, I know that we have, like, that there is some stuff that's like, you know, there's age posts and there's sub posts and there's, you know, like lots of like girls randomly masturbating, stuff like that. But I think it would probably turn into just like maybe girls randomly masturbating and guys commenting. I don't think it would be as even. Well, it's not, I don't think that it's even right now. I think that there should definitely be more men posting, you know, and more men who are like, you know, brave and speak up about their kinks and their likes and their wants and their, you know, and stuff like that. But yeah, I think that it would just, I think everyone would be really, I don't think it would be as much of a sharing community in terms of like scripts and stuff like that. It would be people kind of joining into teams, lots of private collabs and stuff like that. I don't really, I, like I said, I've been off for a while, so I don't know how things are working now, but I don't know. I think that it would affect me by, you know, I would probably just never record again, to be honest, because I don't want to get paid for it. This is mostly just me, like, de-stressing, talking, and I don't know, just letting my horny feelings out. So yeah. Okay, number eight. Is what you have built so far on GWA something you can throw away as of right now? Where does GWA stand in terms of importance for you? And to be honest, and not very high at all. I used to be on it a lot. And then things changed a lot for me personally. I had more people in my life to dedicate my time to, and I had more things going on. So I kind of dropped off really quickly, and I'm only now like kind of getting more settled. So yeah, I'm kind of browsing at it or poking back at it again. Nine, are you currently ready for a child or more children if you have kids already? I do not have children, and I'm half and half about being ready. Like, I feel ready sometimes when I see really adorable kids. Especially when I see a little kid and it's a birthday, because I've seen so many little kid birthdays lately that it's just every time I see one and I'm just like, oh God, I want you, But then I'm like, I still want to get stuff done. There's still so much that I want to do, and I don't want to have to share my time with a little person who is not going to understand what sharing is with time, because once you have a kid, it means that your life is that kid. That's just how it is. And so I don't know if I'm ready to quite give up 100% of my time to a child yet. I would rather kind of put my time towards finishing some other stuff in my life. 10. Is there a meaning behind your username? Oh boy. If so, what is it? There is a meaning behind my username. It's kind of straightforward, lonely fingers only. So, I am. It was just me when I first started recording. So, I would just kind of, listen to things, get turned on by things, play around, see how things would feel. And I am not really, I've never really been the type to kind of like masturbate with insertion. It was just like let's play with this kind of, let's twiddle things for a little while, and then when we get to a point, we get to a point, and then we just like move on. I know that sounds kind of boring, but yeah, I don't know. It was kind of, when I first started, it was kind of like sectioned off. And also, I was super, super horny, but I was also super, super busy. So I didn't like have the time to be in something, even if I wanted to, like in the beginning. But things are a little different now, and I'm in something, and I'm still busy, but that has not changed. But yeah, so I don't know if I can even still hold the same username, but fuck it, I'm gonna keep it. 11. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than the others? The one pair of shoes that I wear all the time would definitely be my workout slash work shoes. Like I don't know. When I say workout slash work shoes, it's like I like them because the bottoms are really good for when I'm biking and I feel like safe and secure in the shoes, like I'm never gonna like scratch my feet on anything. But also work, because I do work in a place where I could definitely get like, I don't know, I definitely want to protect my feet. So yeah, those are my shoes that I wear the most because I work more than anything else. Let me see. 12. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you what color your eyes were or how tall you were, would it be easy for you to answer those questions? Why or why not? I'm not hesitant to give out small physical details. Like, I don't think that it would be that easy to, like, tag me down based on small physical details. But actually, I'm gonna have to change my answer. I think I am hesitant. Like, now I am. When I first started, I don't think I would have been, but now I am. And yeah, I would, yeah, I'd rather not now. Like, I mean, if you're asking me what color my eyes are or like what color my hair is, then that's fine. But stuff like, okay, how tall are you? How much do you weigh? What is your, I don't know, like when's your birthday? Then stuff like that is like, okay, well, that kind of layers it down a little more. I don't know how to explain it. I hope that explains it. So, I don't know. Brown eyes, black hair, and that's all you're getting right now. Okay, number 13. Oh, jeez. Number 13. Of what is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice.
I don't think I have anything right now that I, like, splurge on. I actually don't splurge on anything right now. I mean, maybe, like, does like, buying Whole Foods stuff count? Like,
I don't know. I splurge at Whole Foods, if that counts. I think that's really it. Jeez Louise, I used to splurge on things, but I don't, even then I didn't really splurge on things, no. I think it's just splurging on good grocery stuff, on good groceries. I think anything else is, nah, I don't really like spend a lot of money. Like, I need more workout clothes, and I had a discussion with my person about getting workout clothes, and they were like, well, why don't you get Nike clothes? And I was like, Nike is fucking expensive. I would rather go to, like, I don't know, I would rather go to, like, Ross or fucking, what's that called, the Coat Factory now, Burlington, I'm sorry, they're Burlington now, not the Coat Factory, but, yeah, I'd rather go there and get, like, the hand-me-down, it's not even hand-me-down, but it's, like, the extra whatever Nike stuff or, like, Under Armour stuff than get the, like, posh one that they have in the store. That's too much money for me. I do know something that I would splurge on, that I would definitely splurge on. Lingerie I will splurge on. If I am feeling in the mood to splurge, then I will definitely splurge on lingerie, and by that I mean I will buy a lot of shit on sale, and then it'll end up being like $200. I don't know if that counts as a splurge. I would hope so. But yeah. And that's mostly because I'm very particular, so yeah. 14, would you ever consider doing a meetup with someone you met off of GWA and perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post for all of us to hear? Oh boy. Okay, well, there's two answers to this question. One, I kind of already have done a collaboration. I have. It's up here. It's posted. It's there. And I still debate, like, every once in a while whether or not I should delete it, but I'm like, fuck it, I'll just leave it there. If I were to do a meetup nowadays, I would probably want to do a couple meetup because I am with someone and I would want us both to be able to play. And either that or do it with a woman, because I think that would be more comfortable for everybody. So, yeah. 15, do you consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? Well, okay. Yes, I do. But I also have to be very specific about what you mean by flirting, because I am the kind of person who will tell a woman or a guy that they have a cute butt. And it's not me flirting with you. It's just me joking and saying, like, you have a cute butt. It's not, like, a flirt thing. So if I am intentionally flirting with someone through text or online, then I would be in the wrong, if that makes sense. Yes, I wouldn't want it to happen to me. I would not want my person to be flirting with somebody online or through text. So I would want to do them the same courtesy. It's not cool. 16. Ow. Sorry. 16. During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady or on yourself if you're a lady who is not into ladies. Okay, cool. So rate these from most arousing to least arousing. So 10 would be most, and then, you know, 1, I'm sorry. 1 would be least arousing, 10 would be most arousing. French maid outfit. Oh my god, like a 6. I'm not that turned on by that one. Men's dress shirt. Oh, that's gonna be a 10 or an 11. My heart beats faster when I think about that. I have no idea why. I love the idea of, there's something about that one. I feel like my voice got more breathy too. Catholic schoolgirl uniform. Oh, okay. For nostalgia reasons, that's gonna be a 9. Because, Lord, I used to have so many crushes when I was young and in Catholic school, and still trying to figure out how to explain how freaking bi I was, bisexual I was. Then naughty nurse uniform. Ugh, naughty nurse is gonna be like a 4. I don't feel very much of anything. Black lace bra and panties. 10. That's a 10 too. There's nothing there, like, there, you can literally do no wrong with black lace. That is just amazing on everyone. I could see, this doesn't even have to apply to a woman. I could see a man in black lace bra and panties, and I'd be like, you look amazing, and I don't care. That's a universal one. 17. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? No, I wouldn't. Because, I mean, like, even if I weren't in something that's deeply, deeply committed, then I still wouldn't, because it's just, I don't know, this is a play thing. This is not a real thing for me. Like, I know that for a lot of people it's real, and it is real for me. Like, when I first started doing it, it was me being able to express myself and express my kinks fully, but I never felt like I wanted anyone to ever, you know, take things past a certain point. I wanted to be able to, like turn off my phone or close my laptop and it just stay where it is. So, yeah. No, I wouldn't tell them. 18. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. Which do you choose? Oh, okay. I'm going to have to choose the cold watery tomato soup, because if I think about eating untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, that thought makes my throat feel so nervous. Like, I have a really big fear of like eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and then like just like it getting stuck in my throat. I've had it happen before, so no. Nope, 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 nope. I will do cold watery tomato soup. Let's just, I don't know, try and spice it up. 19, you must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Okay, I guess I agree with it. Like, I do agree with it, but also the quote itself is just meh. The way that it's expressed is just meh. But I do get what it means, you know. Sometimes you have to go through some shit. You gotta go through some, you know, bad stuff to get to really good stuff. And that is true. And some things are just naturally blessed to be easy and wonderful the entire time. But there are some things that require a lot of effort and a lot of heartache and a lot of stress and a lot of tears and sweat and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you get to a point where you're like, fuck, I made it, and fuck, this is done, and fuck, like, it's just, it's good now. So, no, I get that. Okay, next one. 20, what was your first cell phone? Could you have that phone now and be content? No, I couldn't be content with that phone. I had a BlackBerry? Is that what it was? A blue Nokia BlackBerry phone, I believe. That's what I had. And that thing was like built like a fucking tank. It shit did not break. It was amazing. But yeah. So I think that was the first one. It was either that or a pink Razor. I'm not sure which phone I had first. Pink Motorola. Yeah. Motorola. Yeah, I remember. Yep. I think it was the Razor first. And no, I wouldn't be content with either of those. 21. Does a sexual... sorry. Does a sexual/romantic partner's height matter to you? Nope. Nope. Like, it does in a way, but not really. Like, for a sexual partner... no. For a romantic partner, yes. I don't know why. I have those switched around. For a romantic partner, it would not matter. But for a sexual partner, it would. For a sexual partner, I want you to either be... if you're going to be shorter than me, then you're going to be right at titty height. Like, you just got to be right there. And if you're taller than me, then I want you to be taller than me. That, like, it's either titty height or nothing. Like, and if you're shorter than that, then that's cool. I mean, I wouldn't see anything wrong with it. I mean, it wouldn't be a big deal. So, I don't know. I don't think it matters to me on either one, but I think if I'm being truly honest with myself, it might matter on a sexual preference, because if I feel like I want somebody to be, like, if somebody is talking down to me, like, in a dominant kind of way, then you really gotta, like, if you're shorter than me, you really gotta, like, carry that confidence. Like, you really gotta carry that confidence, because, you know, sometimes people depend on, like, if they're a more built person, then they depend on their more built size, or if they're taller, they depend on that. So if you're shorter, then you gotta, like, really come hard with that like aggression and that kind of like dominance. And if you've got that, then shit, we're totally fine. Yeah. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Yes. Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? Yes. Yes, because those two things actually tie together really well. So being too young to know what love is means that you have not understood. There's different types of love. There is different types of love. There is the young love where everything is sunshine and daisies and you spend, you know, Monday through Friday together and maybe the weekends if your parents allow you to. And there's like the love that's like, holy shit, like this person is my fucking rock. Like I could not be able to function without this person. And if I had to, it would be like cutting off a fucking limb. Like I would survive, but I would, everything would be just like increased in its difficulty. So, yeah. And that kind of love, that takes age, a certain age and a certain level of experience to reach. Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? I do believe, yes, that there is such a thing. And I think that's because it depends on how long you've known that person. If, just like I said, if you guys were high school sweethearts and then you go to college and then you graduate college, you've done a lot of growing. You've done a lot of learning and exploring yourself and getting to know who you truly are and what you truly want to do with your life. And you can't expect the same things that you loved about someone to stay exactly the same. Like, there are core things like, you know, them loving dogs, like them loving all things furry. I don't think that that's going to be something that changes. But their political views might change. Their feelings on certain issues might change. And, you know, even the things that they want to do with their life, like, you know, I admire this person because when we were kids, they wanted to be a social worker, but now they're like older and they want to be a fucking accountant. Like, you know, it just, people change. So, and it's not a shameful thing to fall in or out of love with that person, especially if they're not the match that they were when you were younger. And even this isn't even really like an age thing. You could fall in and out of love with a person at any age. I think it just really depends on you constantly being able to like look at that person and knowing that there are things that you love about that person and that you appreciate about them. If you are looking at them and all you see are things that you hate about that person or things that annoy you, then yeah, you're falling out of love and you gotta work on some shit quick. 23. Would you be able to make a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey, all on your own? 23, yeah. Yeah, I could. I might want to Google it because my memory is kind of shitty, so I would just want to double check on the temperature. But yeah, I've cooked a turkey before. So yeah, we're good. 24. Do you like the taste of alcohol? If you're not old enough to drink, oh, I'm old enough to drink. I'm old enough to drown in alcohol. do I like the taste of alcohol? Yes, and God, I have no straight answers for questions. Gosh darn it. Generally, yes, I like the taste of alcohol. I like the taste of wine. I do not like the taste of tequila anymore. I sometimes like the taste of vodka. I definitely like the taste of whiskey because the older I get, the more I turn into like a weathered old man. I don't know why I'm turning into a weathered old man. I should turn into a weathered old woman, but it just depends on my mood. Sometimes I'm like, I want Pinot Grigio, and then there are other times where it's like, fuck, give me some like old, like just give me some old scotch and just like let me sit there and just fucking read, like leave me alone. I sound so crabby. Oh God, I sound so old and crabby. Okay. Okay. 25. Would you integrate a care? Oh Lord. Okay. Would you integrate a caregiver slash little dynamic or a master slash pet dynamic into your romantic relationship, or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why or why not? If you are not into either of these, what is the last song you listened to? Okay. No, I would not integrate a caregiver slash little dynamic or a master slash pet dynamic into my relationship. That would definitely be strictly for the bedroom because I am my own person. I am part of the person that I am with. We are part of each other, but I would not feel comfortable being a pet or calling somebody a master. There is a difference between like willingly giving somebody, you know, dominance or like letting someone be boss. But I feel like there's a difference between boss and master is kind of extreme. And I already know that I'm like way too outspoken to be very good at being like a direct pet. There's quite a lot of dominance in me too that would want to fight you for that. And if you hadn't earned it, then I would not give it to you. I really wouldn't. And the caregiver little dynamic wouldn't work for me either because if I want something, I would rather, I want to take care of you. I don't want you to take care of me. I'm not the type for that one. And just bonus, last song I listened to was, oh God, what was the last song I listened to? It was Another Bag of Bones by Kevin Devine. KevinDevine. I am spelling out his name because I fucking love him, and I suggest everyone to just take a peek at him. 26. Do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? I do not have a signature fragrance, but I wish I had a signature fragrance. And if I did, then it would basically be a combination of gardenia and maybe like a small, small, small hint of like sea salt. I know that sounds really fucking weird, but those are two things that I just absolutely love. I love the smell of the ocean and I love the smell of gardenias. So if it would just be really, really strongly of gardenias and then just have like a small, like little, like after whiff of like just a little bit of like ocean salt or ocean spray, but not like the fucking Bath and Body Works ocean spray that smells disgusting, just like real like salt. I don't know how to explain it. 27. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? Yes, I can, and I hate it. I used to like it, but now it's a little inconvenient. And by that I mean it just like I will get so overstimulated out of nowhere that it's just like everything will like like freak me out, even though I'm like shaking when I think about it. But yeah, when I get like super overstimulated, then I can get to that point. And when I do, it's really hard to keep it in control because it has a wonderful timing for always doing it at the exact wrong time. That's probably because I'm always at work, but it always happens at work. And I hate it. I really hate it, especially when I'm on the phone or when I'm doing something and I'm like trying to take care of something. It's always right then. So I feel like I'm terrified that somebody's gonna like see me like squiggling around in my seat. But yeah. I can, and I love it sometimes. But yeah, it's I don't know. I get really super wet. So like super fucking wet. So it can get a little uncomfortable. 28. Do you think you'll be living in the same place, house, apartment, city in the next 5 years? No. No. No, I don't. I want to buy a house. And I don't even know if I'll be in the same city either, to be honest. Shit. Yeah, we might not even be in the same city. 29. Would you ever try, or have you ever tried, having a man versus wild type of adventure? No, I have not, but I totally would try. I really would, because I just want to see how I would be able to handle things alone, and like if I could just be okay. Like, I just want to know that I would be okay in case like shit gets real. I just want to know that I can fend for myself. I mean, I'm obviously not going to be able to like fight off a cougar. I mean, I would try. I don't know why it's a cougar. I don't know. I'm thinking about the fucking mountains, but I just know. I would try. Could you go vegan? No. That one I can't even debate. No, I can't go vegan. I fucking love meat. I love steak. I love burgers. I love fucking eggs. I love fucking, I mean, I do, there are some things that I actually do have that are vegan. Like, I've eaten vegan cheese. I like it. I think it's called, the brand that I use is like Daiya or something. And I love the shit out of fucking almond milk. It's delicious in fucking smoothies and shit. But, oh, and even like dairy-free ice cream is super good. But no, I would miss chicken. I would miss fish. I would miss steak. Can't do it. 31. If you could only have sex where only one of the two of you comes, who would you want it to be? Yes, the rest of your life will be this way. The other person, yeah. I would want to see the other person coming because it's just such a joy to see somebody else that excited and like coming. And it's just such a fucking power trip. Oh my God. Like, if you can make a person come and like you know that that was you who just like did that directly because of like one action or something that you did, it's just, oh my God, it's such a fucking natural high. Like, I don't need to come. Just watching you come and you being a fucking mess just like is good for me. Yeah. 32. What other subreddits do you frequent? I really only do like two, honestly. It's just gonna be this. Well, Gone Wild. Gone Wild. I like erotic pen pals. But I don't know if that's even the name of it too, because I don't use it often. So I think that is it. Is it? I think it's erotic pen pals, something like that. But I've taken peeks at that one occasionally. But the one that I really check would be AskReddit. I fucking love AskReddit. It's so random and wonderful, and I just, it's really good. Helps me pass the time sometimes. If I have like a free like 20 minutes, I like reading AskReddit. Yeah. Let me see what else. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? Ooh, I would rather be without my tongue. I really would, because I need my teeth. I need to smile. I need to chew. I need to be able to, like, fucking get things done. But also, it would be really hard to talk without a tongue. It would be really difficult. So, I don't know. Maybe teeth, I guess, because you can get dentures. But, like, if dentures don't apply in this situation, then I'd rather be without a tongue. 34. The only pornographic material you are able to access on the internet, yes, for the literal rest of your life, is either your own audios of just you or laggy pixelated porn with no sound. Oh god, all videos you watch will be this way. Which do you choose and why? I don't know. Yeah, it's gonna have to be the pixelated porn. Yeah, because I feel like if I were just listening to my own, I mean, I would listen to my own audios, because it would help bring up a memory of like how I felt in that moment and how turned on I was, like recording it and what I was thinking about. But I can't do that the rest of my fucking life. I would rather just deal with, like, the pixelated porn and then be like, okay, so you got, like, two really blurry images. Just take those, turn off the computer, and then just, like, let your mind, like, take over. Because then I'll be all right. Like, I mean, shit, we had horrible-looking porn a long time ago, back when we had fucking Razer phones. So, it's fine. It'll be all good. Yeah, so that's it. Those are the questions, and those are my answers, and I'm praying that I did not take forever. Oh my god, 52 minutes. Oh god, 53. Okay, I'm going. Thanks for listening.